Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yeah, let me just turn the volume up a little bit. One second. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm doing something as we're talking because I was in the middle of doing some little thing here, making myself some tea. Bear with me for 1 second. I just have to just something. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, 1 second. Just need to put the phone down for 1 sec. Hold on. One more second. All right. Just stick this thing in here. All right. Okay. So I tried to. I had ordered a free drone, okay? You know which one I'm talking about, right?
What's your zip code? I can pull that order up for you.
It's one, well, I thought the other rep gave it to you, but it's 10528.
Okay, and verify your address, please.
201 West Street, Harrison, New York, 10528.
Okay, thank you. Your information is loading. I'm sorry for the wait time.
Yeah, I could talk.
All right, I do have the order for the drone that you paid $9.97.
Actually, I paid double that price. I got the warranty as well.
Right, I do see that. Yes, and how can I help you?
All right, I'm going upstairs. I'm going into, like, my own room so I don't disturb somebody who's sleeping. Just 1 second over here. Okay. Take my jacket off. I was going to go out to have a cigarette, but, you know, just, you know, because when you're holding on, you don't know exactly when someone's going to answer. Just 1 second. Let me get my jacket off. Okay. So, is it just a one-shot deal to get the free drone, or can someone, because the rep that connected me to you is the second rep that I spoke to. Last night, I spoke to another rep, and she told me, well, you could, but not with the same credit card, so you'd have to use a different card, which I did, and I got the same thing that popped up saying a transaction was declined, try again later. So this happened with two different cards. But what I want to know is, okay, as far as the free drone goes, is that just a one-shot deal, just only one, or can someone order it again?
Now, on the drone, it is one per household. So unless you use a different card number and a different address, you're only able to get that one per household.
What about name? Right? Or, you know, because I don't want to say I'm someone else. I mean, I could even provide a different address, but what about name? Could it be the same name to a different address?
It can be the same name.
Oh, as long as it goes to a different address.
It has to be a different address and a different card number.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this then. I tried with the other card number. If it declines it, is it still going to keep that information, or would that be tossed out?
If it's declining, we don't keep the information.
Oh, okay. So I have another chance then, is what you're saying.
Yes, you can go back online, try and resubmit it.
Let me see. What about, could we still use the same email address?
It may or may not flag it. I have seen both where sometimes it flags and then sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else will be the same? I gotta check if I still have another active email because I haven't been on it. I don't know if I got completely knocked out. If I use, okay, what would be the same? I could use a different address. Same name. Yeah, all right, different card number, as long as the other one was spit out because it was declined.
Let's see, what else would be the same? Oh, what about phone number?
That shouldn't flag it.
It should not flag it, you're saying?
No.
All right, so as far as email, it's like iffy?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying definitely a person could still use the same name and same phone number and just with a different address and maybe a different email address, and it should go through then, right?
It should, yes, sir.
Okay. What about the original thing that I ordered? Okay, I kind of, in the moment, you know, for the first time someone wants to order the free one, then it takes you to that separate page, web page that says, okay.
We're not the company that provides the drones. We are only able to verify our order once it comes through. We are a third party, sir.
Yeah, I know. The name of your thing is called Discount Whatever, your company. Yeah. I was already on your page. Yeah, the thing that says...
No, we're not the company that you ordered from. We are a third party, so we can only verify when an order comes through.
You're not.
So any other
question
regarding the drone, we don't have answers to that because we are only able to see an order once it comes through to verify to the customer that the order has been submitted.
Well, let me just say this anyway, just to see what you have to say about this. During the order, while I was ordering it, you know, for the free one, then, you know, this other page just comes up automatically, before it completes, you know, the order. And, it says, you know, you could order another one for $29.99 and, you know, you get X amount of dollar savings, cause it's less than, you know, retail. And so I could have ordered the second one for $29.99. But what I did was, and there's two ways you could do this. You could, you know, your address bar on, you know, on top of the computer, whatever. You could copy that and paste it into a note, which I did. Or you could just bookmark, you know, or favorite, if you're using Windows, the page itself. You know, you keep the page with the website, which I did both ways, okay? So then when I said, you know what, I think I want to order another one, I put that same page up. And that page was, like, expired, like it wouldn't go through. And it wouldn't even recognize my – that page with the website there had my customer number within the address, you know, bar, within the URL, they call it, the whole website thing, okay, like way toward the right. It had my customer number within it, okay? And yet when I put it in again, it probably has to do with cookies. Because I usually delete cookies after. If I would have saved the cookie, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe, you know, the tracking device, maybe it would have. I don't know. But I did put the same URL, the whole website thing, and it didn't recognize. It didn't even recognize my number, my customer number, you know. So what do you think? If somebody wants to change their mind and say, okay, I would like a second one with that previous order, with the original one for the $29.99, don't you think that they should have the opportunity to do that?
I'm not sure. So we're not obligated to answer those questions because we're not the company that places the order and we don't provide the product to you.
All right.
Because I mentioned to you I can only verify an order once it comes through.
Do you have the phone number for that company?
I do not.
Okay, because the company, as far as the website went...
I'll have them reach out to you. I'll send an email to the corporate office, okay?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I'll send an email over and have them to reach out to you, okay?
Oh, you could do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there anything else for you? Or let me just give you their corporate office email address, so that way if you have any questions, it seems like you have a lot of questions, and they can be the ones to answer that for you.
Yeah, let me just get something to write on.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, all right. At least it's something, you know. Okay.
Actually, your account, did you just cancel your account? Because it's no longer active.
Something is strange. Something is really strange. But it could it be that it's on its way to me? Because I ordered it on...
It looks like it. That actually, because it's canceled, it should reverse and comes back to the fulfillment center.
Okay. Well, I ordered it on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that was only Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It was only three and a half days, whatever, you know. So, you know, it should be on its way to me. They gave me a let's see, was it you guys? Let me put these glasses on. They gave me a tracking number. Let me see.
Oh, yes, it has already been shipped out, but because your account is no longer active, sir, it's only giving me limited information. Is there anything else that I can do for you regarding your account today?
Oh, so because, is that the way it works then?
Your account is no longer active, so that's why I can't pull up any details on your order, because it's canceled out.
I understand. Okay, so that's the way it works. In other words, once it gets shipped out, then that's what you do. You cancel an order, or account.
I'm not sure if you canceled with the previous agent or not, but I do know the account is no longer active.
Okay, then you were about to give me the email address.
It's not going to respond back because this account is closed up. They're not going to correspond back with you because this account is no longer active.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there anything else for you?
Well, just so I know, I mean, the website that I ordered it on, it did. As a matter of fact, since I'm talking to you on my, if you'll just bear with me one second.
I have some more calls to go, sir, and your account is no longer active. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
All right, I just want to make sure. The name of the company I ordered from, on the website, it said, like, discount something.
Discount Gadgets. Yes, sir. What else can I do for you?
All right, so that is the name of the company,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
All right, so I guess, all right, thank you very much. I guess
have a
I
great
just
night,
and
thanks for calling Customer Care, sir.
All right, bye-bye.